This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado officials are pushing back against the U.S. Department of Justice decision to review the conviction of Tina Peters. CPR's Ben Berkland.
The former Mesa County clerk was convicted in state court on charges related to tampering with her county's voting equipment. In October, Peters was sentenced to 9 years for her role in helping an unauthorized man gain access to Mesa County's voting machines in search of voter fraud. The Department of Justice doesn't have the power to overturn a state conviction, and it's unclear what a review would mean. Republican State Representative Matt Soper represents most of Mesa County.
This is a state's rights issue, and regardless of how someone feels about Tina Peters' conviction, she was convicted under Colorado state law by a jury of her peers from Mesa County.
The Department of Justice says Peters has an exceptionally lengthy sentence related to her conduct. The review is part of an executive order from President Trump to investigate such cases. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's respiratory season is still landing a lot of people in the hospital. There are now more than 550 people who were admitted with a respiratory virus. Nearly 300 are in with the flu. More than 200 are there for RSV. Dr. Anuj Mehta works in the intensive care unit at Denver Health.
Our hospitals and especially our ICUs remain extremely busy.
He says staff there are seeing a lot of older patients with co-infection, so they may have more than one virus, including COVID-19 and bacterial pneumonia. This is CPR News and KRCC.